This is Solo Travel Talk. Your solo travel advisor is Astrid Clements.
Astrid loves her lodging. Anybody who's listened to Solo Travel Talk knows that Astrid Clements, your solo travel advisor, is passionate about finding the right place to stay while she is away. Regular listeners know that Astrid is pretty passionate about her hotels and lodging because she regards it as her home away from home. I'm producer Catherine O'Brien. On this episode of Solo Travel Talk, Astrid is going to talk about the how and when of booking your lodging. This episode is chock full of tips, advice, websites, recommendations, all from the perspective of an intrepid solo traveler. Here's Astrid.
Well, generally, lodging, you know, in lodging rates, they tend to fluctuate less than airline tickets. So you don't have to be quite as worried as that, you know, you really blew it. But there are some strategies where you can get the best rates for your hotel room. So that's kind of what I'm going to focus on. You have to understand that cheap ticket options are counterintuitive to rock bottom priced hotel rooms. So cheap flights and those options are counterintuitive to well-priced hotel rooms. Basically, if you wait till the last minute to buy your ticket for a flight, you're going to pay you're going to get the worst price. If you wait till the last minute to get your hotel room, you're going to get the best price. So it's completely opposite. And, you know, basically the price tends to decrease as you get closer to your arrival date. Now, it's not going to decrease as much as the flight tickets are going to go up, but that is the trend. So there are some clear-cut strategies that I'm going to give you that'll help you get really a good rate for your hotel stay. So here are my tips. Number one, get right back on to Google. Google is great. And, you know, get on one of those travel search engines. I always start with Kayak. I've just done it for so many years. And they give you, you know, really good information, general information. Then I drill it down to Momondo and some of these others, okay? But if when you do, you know, your first Google search on Kayak, that search engine, you know, of course you see star ratings of the lodging options. You know, you plug in the dates for when you'll be gone, the length of your stay, room type, location, you know, reviews, scores, and all kinds of things. So you put, that's where I start because, you know, you probably aren't going to book with Kayak because here again, they show you all these various prices and then they push you out to Expedia, Travelocity, Priceline, Booking.com. And we specifically like Booking.com and Expedia. And I will kind of plug my website a little bit. I have my website, Astrid Solo Travel Advisor, and we have an affiliate relationship with TripAdvisor, with Booking.com, and with Expedia. And if you go down to the footer in each one of my pages, you'll see their little icon. And so if you, you know, want to stay or book in a particular hotel, if you book through those little icons, I do get a little bit of a commission for it. So, you know, I would appreciate it. It's not absolutely necessary, but AstridTravel.com will appreciate it. So, but I like those sites. That's what I'm trying to say, and that's why I've affiliated with them. But Kayak will show you also what they are reporting, because these sites, what they'll do, a lot of them, is they'll buy a certain amount of rooms in a particular hotel for a number of days. It's kind of like an option on a piece of property or whatever. And so if they fill them up at a certain price, then they, you know, they make some money, and then that particular deal goes away. So it's here again. It's a business kind of model format that they use that's pushed through all these computers, is based on demand and time of year, etc. So Kayak is a real good place to kind of get an overview of everything.
That's what I was going to say. It seems like it's like the top level looking over the entire.
Yes. Now, then go to Momondo. I mean, because Momondo has great. They seem to even always have things that I don't see on Kayak. But it's great for price comparison for other sites. And like I said, you start writing all of these hotels that you like, what prices you'll see on the different websites, and everything. Write that down in your travel journal, because if you don't, if you start researching again in a week or 10 days after, you'll say, oh, I don't know if I saw that, or was that the price it was quote? I mean, you don't know, am I getting a good deal or not, okay? Then, after you've done those two sites, go to TripAdvisor, and you really start looking at their hotel options and the reviews. And this time, you're probably narrowing it down to about the top 10 that you would consider that are in your price range, that are in ideal locations or maybe not quite so ideal. One has better attributes in terms of ambiance. One has better location. One is better price. And they're different things. And you're trying to find what is the best choice. Start reading those reviews. The next thing, and this has helped me so much in getting fabulous hotels for great prices that are very authentic and so memorable. Like you said, home away from home. I have stayed in so many wonderful hotels that weren't necessarily Four Seasons or Ritz-Carlton. And it's not to say anything against Ritz-Carlton or Four Seasons, but these are really special places that are there in the world that, you know, you have to research them to find them, but they're out there. Watch those YouTube videos. Just put in, say, if you're considering a certain Riyadh in Marrakesh, put in YouTube video, Riyadh, blah, 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 and see if there's any YouTube videos come up. Probably they will, if it's a good place, number one. Then watch that and compare what you see, that versus the others. Mm. And that will help you zone in on, yes, I'm going to stay at that one. So you narrow it down to maybe at the very end, maybe two or maybe three or one. And then you go to those hotels, specific websites, and you check the prices on the websites, because you'd be surprised. They will come up with different prices than what you've seen that the search engines have, and they could be lower. It's amazing. So I mean, when I talk about pre-trip planning, it takes time, and if you want to do it, it's going to take a lot of effort. So if you don't want to do this, just rely on your travel agent, and then you'll have to pay what they come up with, what they say at all costs. Okay, so when you're ready to book, booking.com is really consistently, I've found, the best rate. I love booking.com. And a lot of times you don't even have to pay for it until you check out. Mm. Oh, yeah, and it gives different rates. You know, you know, there's options on how you either pay. Sometimes it's a little bit higher if you wait at the last minute, but sometimes it's lower. I mean, I never can really get their game. Then, of course, I like Expedia. I do definitely Trip Advisor. Priceline.com I also like. And we have a relationship with them. I don't know if I have their icon at the bottom of my page. That's why I didn't mention it. But you can choose a specific hotel and name your price and see if this hotel will take it. Okay? Now, I've never done that, but there are a lot of people that have scored great hotels for half price by waiting at the very end and then bidding on it, and all of a sudden they get it.
Yeah, it goes crazy.
Or there is a mystery hotel, and it has the 5-star or whatever star rating you want, the location you want, but they won't tell you the name of the hotel. You have to pay first and then just accept the hotel when they reveal it after you pay.
Yeah.
Now, I've never done that, but there are lots of people who've done that, and they've stayed in fabulous hotels that would have cost them double the price, and they would have never stayed there. Mm. So I'm not saying that that's not good if you don't, and you can zone in on the area that you want. And if you know if there's only 5 hotels in that area, you're going to get one of them. So, I mean, you know, but this takes time and effort, and, you know, you're rolling the dice.
I like that we're bringing, like, a couple of gambling options here to our...
You're rolling the dice. And some people don't really care.
Yeah,
and it's a challenge to them, too. Okay. All right. The next one tip is basically sign up for those price alerts. Kayak, hotels.com, Priceline has them. Most all of them have them. And that helps you. You know, if you're not, if you want to wait closer and closer and then you're trying to get it to, you know, like $200 and it's typically $235 and you want to take the risk, you know, because it might never get there. So, okay. Then the next is for the best prices, book in January. I mean, January typically, especially in the northern climates. I mean, I remember I went to St. Petersburg, Russia in January, and I stayed in the only Palace Hotel in St. Petersburg, and I think that the rate was $125 a night. Now, that rate in the summer, when the tourist season is there, can be somewhere in the neighborhood of $400, $450 a night. Oh, yeah. So what I'm saying, that's the real low season. But January does typically, you tend to get the best or the cheapest hotel prices then. And also in the shoulder season somewhat. But, you know, the low season is definitely the best time.
I have a question for you. When we were talking about flights, you know, you covered how much the price can change. Do you have like an idea or a sort of a guideline for how much can people expect the hotel prices to really change maybe not in that January time, just sort of typically? Do you get that sort of great fluctuation the same way you do with flights?
I think it's probably somewhere in the neighborhood typically 35% lower.
Wow.
than the high season. But it depends on the place, and it depends on how many total rooms are available in that city.
Mm.
There are a lot of things that go into how much they can discount, as well as how good the economy is and how good what their financial position is. There are a lot of things that factor into it.
Okay.
Yeah. Their business model, really. So it's no hard and fast thing, but if you get something that's 35% off of what it is the high season, I mean, you have hit the bullseye. That's what I think. But I would say probably typically it's 20%, you know, reasonable. It's less. But I can't say either one of those definitively. I'll just say that I've got some great rates when I have gone in January, in February, all over the world, much cheaper. Okay, then start your lodging date on a Sunday, because Sundays usually are the best rates. Which, you know, I always think, is that true? Because that's when people are going to be gone on the weekend, but I guess everybody checks out on Sunday. And Sunday is the cheapest day. Okay, so, and then stay in, if you like five-star hotels, stay in the financial district. Look for luxury hotels in the financial district. Those prices do tend to be cheaper, and especially on the weekends or the holidays, because the business travelers aren't there. I mean, like in Tokyo and London, oh, you can get much better rates if you stay in, say, the Marriott or the Sheraton in, what's that wharf area, Canary Wharf or whatever. It's a big business district. On weekends and holidays, because, you know, it's for the business traveler. So look for that. And I have gotten some very, like in China, I had some beautiful hotels that were in financial districts that were like $145 a night. And when I tell you beautiful, stunning, just gorgeous. Okay. Then also, newly opened properties tend to be less expensive, especially in the luxury quotient, because they haven't built up, you know, the reputation or the following or the reviews. So you tend to get better prices for hotels that are just open. That's not hard and fast, but usually these hotels, especially if there are a lot of other hotels in a city, they'll discount their rates to, you know, to kind of get those reviews out there and get people comfortable with their hotel. Okay. Then also the next one is, if you're a member of an association, use this membership to get a discount, for the standard rate, like, you know, American Bar Association or the American Medical Association, AARP, AAA. Just ask when you're making, say, you've decided you're going to call the hotel directly or whatever. Just say, well, you know, I'm a member of AARP. Do you give discounts to AARP? Sometimes they do as much as 15%, or, you know, I don't know exactly. But there are discounts that go with professional organizations, especially in these business hotels. So, I mean, if you want to take the time, see. I mean, that might get you, $20 a night off, and that'll mount up in a week. Okay, then here again, the same thing. Call the hotel directly, and don't call the 1-800 number, because that's not going to get you a cheaper price. Call the hotel, ask to speak to the duty manager, and try to negotiate a better rate than you found on the internet. And you never know. You just might get lucky. I've heard of people doing that. I've never done it, but people do that. Mm. I mean, I have a brother-in-law that does it all the time. And he is a very successful businessman, and he does it all the time. And it works for him. Okay, the next tip is join a membership-only site. Now, there are a couple of them, and when they say membership, the membership is free. They just want your email. But I like Jet Setter and Sweet Escapes, because they really What they do is they will block off certain rooms, like 10 rooms at, you know, this hotel in Bali and everything. And they will, you know, do that option strategy. They'll get it for a cheaper rate. And so for a certain period of time, you can stay in this wonderful hotel at this rate if you book it now. Okay. And usually it can go out for a year. It's valid for a year. So you don't have to travel right away, but you just have to book it at this price at And they have beautiful properties. When I tell you beautiful properties, minimum I think are 4-star. So it's a real good place to find luxury, jet setter, as well as suite escapes. And they also, once you give them your email, they'll send you flash sales, and those can be really cheap if you can just pick up and go. And the offerings really are around the world. So both of those membership sites, I think, are very good. Then also with your hotels, when you're looking at booking a certain hotel or you're trying to decide between one and the other, look at the different cost savings options that they have. Free Wi-Fi. Is the Wi-Fi free in your room? Do they have airport shuttles? Is breakfast included? Do they have a complimentary bottle of champagne? I mean, there are a lot of different things that they will offer you that, you know, it does add up. So pay attention to that. I'm always looking for free airport shuttle and free Wi-Fi in my room. Those, and breakfast included is also good too, but that's not a deal killer to me. The free Wi-Fi, I mean, because I just think, oh, that is. And then usually the free Wi-Fi, it just works better than when if you have to connect and pay and, I don't like that. I guess I'm just spoiled being an American, but it's true. Then think about bundling. If you're only going to go to one place, think about bundling the airfare if you can do that, because you'll save some money because the hotel will be cheaper and then it'll offset some of the airfare. So think about that. Use loyalty programs, that give you free perks like Hilton Honors. Oh, there's Kimpton Karma, which is, Kimpton is a boutique hotel chain. But they give you a lot of free stuff like, free late checkout and just things like that. Look for that because that can make a trip better and it might save you some money. Then this is the last, it's not the last one, but I have question mark about this. And I think about my brother-in-law, charm the front desk when checking in and ask for a lower rate. Now he would do that. And he doesn't think anything of it. My sister is always like cringing. She won't go up there but he is so good at it. I mean, you never know. I mean, you here again, you might get lucky again. And, the travel gurus, they do suggest doing that. So, if you're willing to try it, it might work for you. Okay. Now, securing the sweet spot, how you really do that. It's a little bit harder to really do and say exactly, but this is some strategies. First of all, you could use a site called Tingo.com, which you can buy a full price room rate and buy a refundable, the ability to cancel it, and it'd be totally refundable. And in this, you can work it to where if the price goes down, you'll get a partial refund based on how much the rate went down. So if you're checking in on a certain date and the rate is cheaper than when you bought it like 2 months ago, they'll give you a partial refund, but you have that you only get the refund after your stay is completed.
Oh.
So I've never used this, but there are people that do it. And this website is becoming, I mean, more people are using it as they get comfortable with it and they know about it. Then I said, you know, bundle your flight ticket when you buy, you know, at 50 days before your departure. I mean, that might save you a little bit on the hotel room because, it, you know, it's, here again, it's that business model sliding scale, demand, you know, et cetera. So and you usually do save when you bundle. So I can't tell you how much, but I've had good experience with that. And then last, you know, to get that sweet spot, you can take a chance and wait 48 hours before you purchase. Now, if you're going to a big city like Paris and you're willing to stay either in the 7th or 8th arrondissement, you're gonna probably have something that you can get. So it's not going to be too scary. Unless it's, you know, some huge deal. But Paris has so many hotel rooms, so you're going to be okay. So you can wait. You can wait. Now, what do you do if you have procrastinated with booking your hotel? And, what are your big money savers or what are your options? Now, first of all, you can just go to booking.com and see if you got something that is good, you know, 44 hours, 48 hours before. Or you can call the hotel directly and just say, oh, you know, I've just decided to go or whatever, and just try to get them. You know, do you have any rooms available that say are $210 a night? Or just, you know, start out with something low and then, you know, you'll go up to maybe $225 or something like that. Just try. But if that's not available, there is an app now. And I've never used it because I've never put myself in this position. But it's called Hotel Tonight. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. It is fantastic. It's very popular with seasoned travelers. And some people have gotten fantastic rates. They'll land in Paris, they'll go to Hotel Tonight, and they have all these different kind of types of hotels. They will get fabulous hotels, maybe even 50% off. And that commercial that they used to have when they said, you might get lucky tonight. Well, you're going to get lucky twice with whoever you met and the price of the room. And I know that sounds a little risque on this program, but let me tell you, that commercial really did hit home. I mean, you can get some very inexpensive rates like right there. And that app is one way to do it. And you'll probably get a cheaper rate that way than calling. And definitely than probably booking.com. So, you know, if you're a frequent, you know, traveler and you don't mind picking up and going and that, you know, you can use that. Now, there is one other thing you can do, but this is really if you travel a lot and, you know, you have to just, like I said, pick up and go. You can join this website called lastminutetravel.com. It's an annual membership fee. Mm. And they supposedly that's the best site for spontaneous travel. It's like a super a travel agent that can just drill down and maybe get you those cheap rooms and airfare, etc. So that is one other option. So that's it. That's my suggestions for the hotel rate. If you really want to take a chance, Hotel Tonight.
That's your last choice. Astrid, before we leave lodging, I do have one question for you. Do you have any experience or knowledge about the share economy types of lodging?
Like Airbnb?
Like a last minute Airbnb.
I'm going to do a couple of podcasts on Airbnb.
Okay.
This is strictly for hotels. This is not even bed and breakfasts, really.
I see.
I mean, they come up on these websites, but I want to talk about hotels because let me tell you, I feel like, especially a solo traveler that is going to, you know, a country where there's not very much English spoken or the culture is very different. For a woman, it's much better if you're staying, in my opinion, a hotel where there's a concierge, there's security systems in place. You know, you've got a network of people and resources to go to right there. If you're in an Airbnb by yourself, you need to be very seasoned, especially wherever you're going. Lots of people do it, but I don't do it myself. I have done it in certain places that I'm totally comfortable with. But for the most part, I think it's I recommend staying at good hotels that have concierges because it's geared up to help travelers, especially solo travelers.
We hope that you've enjoyed all these tips about lodging, when to book, how to book. Astrid really broke out some of her best tips here for something that she's really passionate about, and that is getting the right place to stay. You know what, one other thing that Astrid is so passionate about, and that is packing. She's got an amazing packing list just for you. All you have to do is go to her website, astridtravel.com. Right there on the homepage is a place you can put in your email and download the packing list right away. It's designed to take the stress out of your packing experience so that you can get on to enjoying yourself traveling. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, any fine place the podcast can be found. We love people who subscribe to Solo Travel Talk because not only does it bring you the show seamlessly, but it helps other solo travelers find this valuable information, like how to get the best lodging and when to do it. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We look forward to seeing you next week on Solo Travel Talk.
Thank you for listening to Solo Travel Talk. Follow Astrid on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To learn more about Astrid or solo travel advisors, visit our website, astridtravel.com.